Would you like to raise oysters for a hobby? Well, you can if you live in the Chesapeake Bay. Chesapeake Bay Foundation, over the last decade or so, has sent out thousands of wire cages because oysters were pretty much exterminated out of the Chesapeake Bay because of pollution. They're trying to reinvigorate the bay, and one way to do that is to grow oysters, which naturally filter water. So, for $75, you get four oyster cages and a seminar on how to raise them. All you need is a dock. You got to put them under the dock. So in the fall, you'll get several thousand spat, which are baby oysters the size of your little fingernail.
All right.
I just think of that SpongeBob episode.
And then you put them in the cages just below the surface. Then, a couple times a month, you pull the cage out of the water and you rinse them off with your garden hose. And that allows the... You got to get the muck off them, the silt and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And then in about 6 months or so, you return the oysters, which will, by that time, be about an inch long. You return them to the foundation, and the Chesapeake Bay Foundation then deposits them on reefs to begin that natural process of trying to clean the water up using oysters. So there you go.
There you go.
It's adopt so cute. An oyster.
Raise. That's right. You can, just $75, you can raise, adopt your own oysters.
You don't have to change their, there's nothing.
No, there's no diapers or anything like that. No, you just got to rinse them off every twice. Couple times a month, basically. Just pull them out of the water, hit them with the garden hose, and they're good to go.
Away they go.
Pretty maintenance-free, low-maintenance pet. Really.
I'm going to name all mine Philip.
Yeah, you're going to get several thousand of them, which is probably a good idea.
Phillip. All right, Philip.
One, Philip. The second. Well, it's a beautiful area. We lived on the Chesapeake for about 8 months, and it's lovely. But then we chose to come back to Omaha, so... It's a glorious area. Yay, they're using oysters. Woohoo!
Yes. Well, the bay was almost void of life because of all the pollution and just mismanagement of the bay itself.
It is gnarly.
And, but they're working on it.
I thought it was nice.
They're trying to get it, sea life doesn't because of all the pollution and all that. So, yes.
Well, I didn't go swimming.
It's kind of like one of those Lake Erie stories.
You know? It is.
And they've been able to reclaim Lake Erie.
They did. I remember when it used to burn. Remember when Lake Erie had fire?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes. Bad. So they're trying to revitalize Chesapeake Bay, and that's one way they're doing it. So if you know somebody that lives in the area, have them adopt an oyster.
Philip.
Are they considered a mussel?
They're a bivalve. Mussels, I believe, are bivalves as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
They open up and there are, where I went in South Carolina along the Atlantic seaboard is a huge oyster breeding area, if you will. There are oyster beds literally everywhere you look, and the tide goes out and that exposes the oysters. And then they as the water comes back in, they open up, and they literally are like a filter, nature's filter for water. And they filter out sediment and stuff, and then they blow it out. When the tide goes down, they literally open up and spit the water back out. It's amazing.
I think I had one when I was in Italy.
Spitting oysters.
I shared one.
We had oysters.
Off of Denise's plate, and she got one bad mussel.
Oh.
One bad one. That was... Knocked her out.
One bad muscle doesn't spoil the whole.
Yeah. So, but she got better.
Okay, good.
Yay.